Most people would agree that giving is an important part of the holiday season, but for many, deciding what to give can be vexing. As part of our Economical Holidays, our series on saving money and the environment this season, we turn to Melissa Brown, Associate Director of Research at the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University. She says donating to a charity in somebody else's name makes a very meaningful gift. She joins us from member station WFYI in Indianapolis. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Are we seeing more of this?
We're hearing more. So charities have offered ways for people to give, you know, for millennia. Mm-hmm. But because it's become such an important issue in this particular economy, we're hearing more people come out and say, yes, I'm doing this instead of giving gifts to my family or in addition to giving gifts to my family.
A lot of philanthropic organizations and charities are really worried about this economic environment because, obviously, when people have to start making incisions in their family budget, charitable contributions are often the first to go.
We have found at the research that we've done at the Center on Philanthropy that people don't usually stop giving completely. They will, in fact, continue to give, but they might give a lesser amount when they're facing some economic hardships. It's important for charities to continue to engage their donors, even if the gift amount drops, because those are the people who will come back and be really strong donors when the economy improves.
Tell us more, if you could, about the giving circle idea.
People get together, and they each put some money into a common pool, and they decide together how to give that money away. Some are very formal with structures and committees and research, and some are very informal. A group of people sitting around a table in an office who say, oh, I'll put in $20 if you will. Okay, and then let's decide how to do that. And we're seeing that this holiday season.
A lot of people worry that the organization that they're giving money to, they have to know it's trustworthy. How do they determine that?
If you're giving to a group in your own community, of course you can ask around and read the newspaper and listen to the radio for news about that organization. If you're looking at a national charity that's further away from your own home, there are a couple online resources. One is called give.org. There's another one called charitynavigator.org. There's another one called guidestar.org.
Just as you have to be careful about giving a hairbrush to your bald Uncle Charlie, to cite an example, do you have to be careful sometimes in giving a charitable gift in somebody's name?
One way around that is to use what's called a giving card. It's a new thing that I've recently researched, and it's offered by several charities, and some of them work with all the different charitable organizations in the country. So your gift, the recipient of your gift could then direct the funds to any organization that they choose rather than to the organization of your choice.
Ms. Brown, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Melissa Brown of the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University. This is NPR News.